You're listening to a podcast appearing on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to The Green Gab, a place to gab with women and men, Tony. Rockin' Ant and Green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Today, Marla Usser, that's me, Green Home Coach, is here with Tony Pratt, my co-host from The Sound Room. Hey, Tony.
How you doing, Marla?
I'm awesome. How about you?
Oh, you know what? It's a beautiful day to gab, isn't it?
I know. We laugh any harder in here. We're going to gab our giggles.
Probably. It's been an interesting pre-podcast day so far.
But we like those. Those are the best days.
It is true. Allows you to think.
Think? No, I think we react.
Think, laugh, react.
It's all good.
You name it.
Hey, thank you for inviting Joan today to come in.
Oh,
you like to introduce her?
Sure, I'm excited. My friend Joan Hart with Otco Home is here. She's going to talk about energy efficient appliances and whatever other stories we can pry out of her. How you doing today, Joan?
I'm doing fine, guys. Thanks for inviting me. This has been a lot of fun so far.
It just gets better.
Well, good, good. No, I'm excited. This is something that's near and dear to my heart. So I'll be glad to, you know, have a conversation with you guys about energy efficient appliances and what they can mean in your home.
Very cool.
Excellent.
So, Joan, you and I know each other through the Professional Women in Building Council at our St. Louis Home Builders Association, which is also, well, I know Tony through there, too, as well as the bigger HBA.
And that's how Joan and I know each other.
Yeah. So we all have that tie-in together. But it's great because I've met so many wonderful people and had so many great opportunities to work with people such as yourself. So thank you for that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you. And that's a phenomenal organization.
It is. We give it a few plugs on the show every now and then.
Yeah. We try at least.
So you started telling us a story about how you came to St. Louis from New York.
Well, originally I'm from New York, upstate in Syracuse area. And after that, I moved to Florida for 5 years. And in Florida, we were just really kind of grabbing the concept of sustainability mm-hmm. and recycling and, you know, the green movement, although it wasn't really known as the green movement back then. And then I moved to St. Louis in 1995, and it just wasn't even on the radar.
Not then.
It was another 10 years before the Green Building Council was really up and running. Same with USGBC.
Well, I came in 2006 is when I came into the industry. So it's almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, I had to learn how to sell energy-efficient appliances differently in Missouri because one of the things I talked about in both New York and Florida was water conservation, energy consumption. And the first time I said that to a gentleman in the showroom here in Missouri, he said to me, and I quote, "Ain't likely the Mississippi's going to dry up." So I had to go back and look at other ways to educate people on the advantage of buying energy-efficient appliances.
Apparently, you've done a very good job of that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
So when you're selling energy-efficient appliances here, you said that it's a different experience than how you would have sold them in Florida or New York.
Right.
What kind of things do you talk about here?
More like the cost of energy as opposed to the cost of water, which is huge in other areas of the country. We still care about dollars, and nobody wants to pay their electric bill, and especially if that electric bill is incredibly high.
Yeah. And it keeps going higher, too.
Yeah.
And it will.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And some of the things that have improved over the years are like refrigerators. They're 146% more efficient today than they were in 1980.
And is that a regular refrigerator or an Energy Star refrigerator?
That's a regular refrigerator.
So we're just getting better at it.
We're getting better at it.
Good.
And I educate people, like frequently I'll hear, oh, I have an old washer dryer or I have an old refrigerator that I'm going to move to my new house. Well, once I hear the age of those units and I tell them how much water, how much energy they're losing by keeping those 10, 12-year-old appliances, it's a no-brainer for them to say, I'll just go ahead and buy new. And that's not a sales pitch. That's a true statement. They're using so much in energy, water consumption on an appliance that old, it just doesn't make sense to keep it.
Well, and I'm guessing, too, that when they were building those appliances back then, nobody knew any better. nobody really thought about how much water am I using, how much energy am I using, whereas today it's always part of the natural conversation of things. So it's more out in the forefront. Would you agree?
I would agree. I would like it to be more of a forefront than it is in some cases. I think we're still just starting to see some of the green movement in appliances. I think there are other areas where they're a little more advanced than the appliance industry is in making sure that sustainability and the energy used is green. And there are very few actual products out there that would be considered a green product. Appliances use energy. I wish they'd do more with that.
So what kind of things could they do that you can think of?
Well, induction cooking is very efficient. Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with induction cooking. It's electric, but it has zero wasted energy.
Right.
It goes from the generator itself through the cooktop into the vessel. So the only thing that actually is heated in induction is the food.
Right.
There's no auxiliary heat in the kitchen, which makes your air conditioner run more. There's no wasted energy because it doesn't stay hot after you turn it off. It's immediately off. And it's just a really good way to utilize that cooking vessel and keep the energy efficiency down. I mean, it just probably the most, what do I want to say, the newest invention out there that really includes the green movement and what
is real truly energy efficient.
Right, right.
Okay, so Tony, you and I were talking earlier about unintended consequences. So there's a great case. So when you're using certain appliances in your home, like a stove or an oven,
right,
not only is it heating the food,
it's heating the house.
It's heating the house.
Right.
Great in the wintertime,
right.
Not so good in the summertime.
Right. Right.
And we
right.
have that unintended consequence with a lot of things with energy.
Right. Joan, we joke about when you're talking about sustainability and environmental management all the time, it's the law of unintended consequences. It never fails. The minute you solve one problem, you've created another one. You haven't intended to, but it just happens.
You're absolutely right.
And the way life seems to work, nonetheless, we have to work with it, right?
Right, exactly.
So as you're talking with people, we're coming up here on a break real quick, so I want to kind of set up our next topic. So you mentioned here that there's not a lot of really green or energy efficiency appliances that apply in the whole. I know that a lot of the manufacturers are doing a lot more, and Energy Star has been one of the ways a lot of them have really broached this topic and consumers can recognize it. So when we come back from break, I'd really like to explore that topic more with you and what you think manufacturers can help us do and how we can better educate consumers. Can
Great.
We do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows what identity theft is, right? Well, maybe not. Learn more by listening at scammercast.com.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective, on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it all out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From The Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Hey, podcast fans. Ever wanted to learn sign language? How about learning more about the deaf and hard of hearing culture? Well, the time and effort has come to allow you to do just that. Don't miss the Interpreter's Toolbox podcast from Two Guys Talking. Great sign language vocabulary lessons, contests, stories, and more are waiting for you after you watch this new video podcast. Check out InterpreterToolbox.com for more details and get cash and prizes for your comments now. It's all about life. InterpreterToolbox.com.
Welcome back to The Green Gab. It's Marla here, gabbing away with Tony and Joan from Otco Home Appliances. And I wish you guys,
if you heard us on the breaks, you
would just be dying.
No.
We keep laughing in here so much.
We'd rather they not hear this. It's not suitable for over-the-air consumption.
Well, that's probably true. Joan, while we were on break, though, we were having this great conversation about what you do at Otco Home and how much people, just homeowners and consumers, don't recognize that they have all of your services at their beck and call. I want to help people understand that we have these wonderful services besides the big boxes that they can come to, and you're one of them.
Yeah, we have three locations, one in St. Charles in O'Fallon, one on Page near Westport, and one in Fenton. And we are open to builders, architects, designers, as well as consumers. And there's a lot of times consumers don't know where to start the kitchen remodel process.
Yeah.
If you go into a cabinet company, they usually will tell you, you know, you got to pick your appliances first, because we can't build the cabinetry around appliances and then have you go and see something different, see something that just you absolutely fall in love with, and we've got to redraw the entire kitchen.
Well, there is some truth to that. Being from the cabinetry industry, you know, I understand exactly what they were talking about, because you could have this wonderful plan and all of a sudden, oh no, things got to change now based on what's going in there. So there's a reason for that.
That's a great tip.
You know, so we do get consumers that we're open on Saturdays, and we get consumers that are maybe they're a year or more away. This happens a lot when their kids go off to college, and then all of a sudden they're going to, you know, redo the kitchen and have the kitchen of their dreams, because they like to entertain and they like to have private dinners with their friends and family. So they come in and, you know, they still got a couple years of college to pay for. So it's just starting the process.
Right.
And it's a good place to come and take advantage of the sales staff that we have that have been in the industry for many, many years and can educate you on what's out there now.
So that's a really good point. So your staff, your team, has excellent expertise, not only in appliances, but energy efficiency, remodeling, and how this all fits together. So any consumer, any member of the public can walk in and get this education and this expertise, even if they're not ready to get started right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's an amazing feature, because I know the big boxes serve a purpose, but I'm a huge fan of going local, using people that I work with in the community, and that's exactly what y'all provide. So thank you for that. I encourage everybody that listens to us, if you're not in St. Louis, find somebody in your own area that does the same thing. Just go on the internet and search appliances, and you're going to find, or go to your Home Builders Association or BIA, your Building Industry Association, and find members there that work in the appliance industry, and you're going to find similar companies, right?
Right, absolutely. They're everywhere. And that's the difference between locally owned, independent appliance, what used to be called distributors, and now all the distributors. I've been in several states throughout the country where I have worked, and it used to be exclusive to the trades. And when the economy did what it did, and I hate to mention it because I refuse to play recession, the appliance manufacturers geared all the benefits towards the consumer. So throughout the country, we all changed our business model. And we all started to look at the consumer as one of our clients also.
Okay. So that would explain why so many of us are not aware of the fact that these services are available
Absolutely.
To us.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you weren't born for retail. You developed into retail.
Yeah, we just learned how to do it on the fly.
You had a paradigm shift.
You did have a paradigm shift. Quite a big one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that explains a lot. So I was unaware of that. So thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
That. So we also were talking a little bit the last segment about how manufacturers really can play a role. As you were saying, they help to make this tilt towards selling to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But what else are manufacturers doing to help consumers understand the benefits of what's available, to understand that things like induction cooking are available? Any other ideas that you have on how manufacturers are playing a role in that with y'all?
I think manufacturers today, there's so much competition out there. And the competition for cooking appliances, for refrigeration, for laundry. And, you know, the laundry industry, for one, as a whole, has kind of done this enormous shift. We all know what top load laundry is. Well, you know, I don't even ask people anymore when they come in for washers and dryers if they want front load or top load, because 90% of the people out there are looking for front load laundry. And consequently, the manufacturers all get behind that same technology and kind of put a push, whether it be through commercial advertising or magazines or whatever, on front-load laundry, which is significantly more energy and water efficient than a top load. And they're helping to drive consumers without them even being aware of the fact that they're being driven towards more energy efficient appliances.
And I think a lot of us think that's the way that probably will get us there faster.
Right.
Is not having options that aren't energy efficient. And I've got to think it would be more efficient from a production standpoint for the manufacturers not to have two versions of things, you know, not to have an energy efficient line and then to have a regular line.
Absolutely. I would think too, but you know, we're not in manufacturing and some of those, you know, old top loads are still around and there are people that still have to have them for whatever reason. But as a whole, things that are more energy efficient and things that are manufactured towards being more energy efficient and geared towards being more sustainable and, and the more green, if you will, I think they're promoted much stronger. And the other things are just, you know, being left back to kind of disappear
just,
a quiet
just
death.
There.
They're disappearing a quiet death.
And usually that's how the end of life things.
True. Mm-hmm.
They'll sit there. They won't promote it. They won't produce it anymore. It just let it sunset on its own. The people that really, really, really have to have that type of piece of equipment, well, they're going to do the research and they're going to chase it down. Mm-hmm. But for the 98% of the population, we want to keep them with the latest technologies, the most efficient technologies. And that's what the manufacturer is going to want to do, too, because that's where they're going to make their money.
Right, exactly.
So that's all back to the look good and perform well idea, right?
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And it used to be just about look good and didn't really
look good
care
and
what
look
it
good.
Did. You know, back in the, 80s, where you could go out and everybody had a downdraft cooktop, that's kind of, you know, those were found out very quickly not to be very efficient.
Yeah.
And they've kind of disappeared.
And I'm finding more, especially as I talk to more and more women, we drive, you know, roughly 90% of the decisions in a home. A lot of the home industry is still comprised of men. And sometimes we just have a communication gap. And, you know, I've kind of personally taken on this mission to help bridge that gap. But I'm finding a lot more women that are like, of course I want something to work well. I want it to go in my lifestyle. And I think as manufacturers start getting that, I'm starting to see more communication about the benefits and the value and how it's going to help improve our lives. So hopefully that helps us all.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, hey, we're at a good spot to take a break here. And when we come back, let's look at a couple of ways that we can help our listening folks make some great decisions.
Conspiracies, by definition, require more than one person to be involved. After many years of wanting to have more than one person interested in having something conspiracy-based on the network, a rally at the new Two Guys Talking podcast studio has finally made it happen. Two Guys Talking is proud to announce a new program on the Two Guys Talking podcast network. Conspiracy Agents, hosted by Kevin Hawthorne, which will provide outstanding conspiracy and mystery-based content that will bring yet another flavor of podcast-based ice cream to the Two Guys Talking Network. Check it all out now at conspiracyagents.com as another new year of captured perspective here at Two Guys Talking begins. That's conspiracyagents.com, conspiracyagents.com.
Everyone's wanted to start a blog, but who wants to start one all on your own? Take your interest in creating a blog to the next level by getting bit by the Blogger's Bug. Blogger's Bug is a blogging community that allows you to polish your blogging skill set today. Log on today at bloggersbug.com and get bit by the Blogger's Bug. Bloggersbug.com. That's bloggersbug.com.
Hey, we're still here at the Green Gab talking about why green matters to you, your family and friends, and your community. And John and Tony and I have been having a really very interesting conversation about all the different things that go into thinking about how an appliance is used and how it affects your house. And I think I know a lot about this since I'm in the industry, and I'm getting a great education today. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So I wanted you to talk a little bit more. There's some new technologies out in cooking. And I think refrigerators have become much more efficient, but they're still kind of refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
But cooking, we've got some new options.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share more about that with us?
Well, one of the things in ovens, and most people today are aware that you can buy a convection oven. And a convection oven has a fan that actually circulates the heat and gives you a much faster cooking time, therefore using less energy. And if people come into our showroom and they're buying new appliances and I'm showing them a convection oven, my first question is, do you currently have convection? And if they say yes, I say, that's awesome. Do you use it? And I would say 50% of the people say no. And at that point, I ask them to put out their hand and I give them a little pat on the hand. And I say, now go home tonight and cook whatever it is you're cooking in convection. Because it is not only faster and more efficient, but the product that it produces is so far superior than using a thermal oven. I mean, you have it. Why not use it?
Right.
But they're just a little bit intimidated by it. So the rule of thumb is reduce your temperature by 25 degrees.
Okay.
If you're adamant about keeping everything for the same amount of time, just reduce the temperature by 25 degrees. And so that's helping, you know, even with the current appliances they have, helping them learn how to use them more efficiently.
So maybe we need to come in and have a cooking class with convection ovens.
Yeah, there
That'd
you
be
go.
A great idea.
I love that idea. Anything with food, I am good with.
I just like to play with fire.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Exactly. No, but we help to educate people. You know, there's a lot of things where, especially if they're building these big, huge homes where they think they need two of everything.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense unless you have that many people in your house to have two of everything, because all they're doing is using up energy, and appliances are really kind of hormonal. And if you don't use them, they get cranky and they will stop working, and then you'll ask me why.
Sounds like salespeople.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Ooh, boy, here we go.
Well, especially like dishwashers, you know, everybody for a while there thought they had to have two dishwashers because, you know, you've got to wash your pots and pans, your prep dishes, and you have to wash your dinner dishes. Well, you don't necessarily have to have two. There's a lot of dishwashers out there today that have short cycles. And the dishwashers are so quiet. You could sit at your table, have a conversation, wash your pans while you're eating dinner, and then do your dinner dishes after. You don't have to have two of everything. Like years ago, it was just the norm to do.
Well, or the second kitchen in the basement, which is nice to have a cooler down in the basement and maybe a microwave. But that's typically really, I think, all that gets used.
Right. Right.
So it's like if you have to walk the extra 20 steps to the refrigerator, is that really going to kill you?
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is perpetuating our lack of exercise. Oops.
Well, in dishwashers, if you utilize it, they're fine. But if you use it once and then you don't use it for another month or so, there's a drain in there. And those the gases that are in your drain, come up through the dishwasher, and you open that door, it's going to knock you right on your butt.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Because you don't use it. There's no water flow. It's like a floor drain in a commercial building.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's just kind of sitting there. You know, there's just little things like that that you're not going to learn in some of the more retail-type places out there.
So we were also talking a little bit about induction cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit more about the pros and cons of induction and why it's really starting to catch on.
Well, I mean, induction cooking, as far as energy usage, there's nothing else that would compete. Some people have a misconception that they need to go out and buy brand new pots and pans.
Right.
You know, that their pots and pans aren't going to work with this induction cooking.
Is that where those flat bottom ones came in to prevalence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not even about that. Like a cast iron pan.
Yeah,
works.
I use my cast iron.
It's the metal makeup. And my scientist son explained it to me one time, and the molecules and all this stuff, but it went right over my head because I couldn't use that as a sales pitch. Nobody would understand it. I didn't understand it. So the rule of thumb is if a magnet will stick to the bottom of your pan, even if it's pan that grandma handed down to you, it should work with
induction. I think those are better.
Yeah.
They're well seasoned. My cast iron pot or my cast iron skillet that I've had for years is my favorite one.
Yeah. If there's a negative about induction, it can vibrate.
OK. Okay.
The generator underneath that glass, if it's a certain type of pot, maybe the bottom isn't completely level and it's not connecting to the, you know, setting flat on the glass, it can create a vibrating noise. That's really, in all the years that induction has been back out on the market, that's the only negative. Okay. And I just say, use a different pan.
Right.
You know, it's not the cooktop, it's the pan.
So a lot of people, when they see a glass cooktop, is there an assumption by a lot of people you think that that's the same as induction? Because they look similar?
Yeah, I would think they really have to be educated on the difference. You know, the glass tops, they have elements under the glass, and the glass heats up. The thing about that is, I was showing induction to a chef one time, and he said, I don't like electric because, you know, if you turn down to simmer, it takes a while for the pot to cool. On an induction, it's immediate.
Right.
The glass never really gets hot.
Because there's no heat source, per se.
There's no heat source. Yep.
Okay, so Joan, you're getting me really excited that this is something that we could have a lot of fun with. So what do you think, Tony? Should we see about doing a workshop?
Oh, it definitely sounds like an Elements of Green program to me.
Yeah. I think so, too.
We have one induction cooktop where wherever you put the pan on the top, that's where it heats up.
Oh,
and if
wow.
you move the pan, the element moves.
Oh, now that's cool.
So it's really cool.
Or hot.
It's really cool. Yeah, or hot.
I would say it's hot.
Ah, that's funny.
I got to get one in there somewhere, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely would like to look into that. And let's see about getting something scheduled. For those of you that don't know, Tony and I host the Elements of Green workshop series here in St. Louis every other month. If you are in the St. Louis area and would like to come to the workshop, give us a call or an email. Matter of fact, greenhomecoach.com. is the website for me. And Joan, what's your website?
OtcoHome.com.
And then Tony's is TheSoundRoom.com.
That is correct.
So easy enough. Green Gab is on Facebook, so check us out there. You can follow our episodes and get our episode information as well as the links that we talk about here on the show. So Facebook/TheGreenGab.com, I believe, is our our handle, if that's correct. But hey, this has been a ton of fun. It always goes so fast. Thank you for joining us on the Green Gab today, and make it a blessed day.